The University of Utah celebrated the groundbreaking for the LaSonde Studios on the campus's east side Friday. KUER's Bob Nelson reports.
The building will include resident space for more than 400 students. A massive open garage space designed for innovation and collaboration will be for all students at the U. Mining magnate Pierre LaSonde is a Quebec, Canada native and a university MBA alumnus. He says this creative space would not be possible at a long list of Ivy League schools, including MIT, because the structure regulations there are too rigid.
It's possible here because the president said, like, you know, I share this vision. I want it to happen. You guys work together, but make it happen. And that is one of the key component of the success of the LaSonde Studios.
Troy D'Ambrosio is the executive director of the LaSonde Entrepreneur Institute. He says a very unique interdisciplinary group at the U has come together because it's focused on the students.
So we want to either help them start their own company or get a better education and get a better job. And everybody is into that and knows that that's their mission.
David Toledo is a former university material sciences engineer and entrepreneur. He is co-founder of Power Practical, which created the Power Pot. It's camping cookware that generates electricity. He says he learned to have failures early and often because the stakes are lower.
It's kind of like, you know, you can talk about doing something or you can do it. And the LaSonde Center is all about doing things.
Completion of the 148,000 square foot studios facility is planned for fall of 2016 at a total cost of $45 million. Pierre LaSonde added a $12 million donation to the $13 million he's donated to the founding of the Institute. The remainder of the building costs will be paid for by other donations and rent from students living there. Bob Nelson, KUER News.